Yeah, so here's what living in New York is like. We get to be late for everything because some dude fell into the tracks. I hope he's all right, though. We got four or five uniformed police officers and a medic of some kind here, and looking in between two cars, and there's a dude underneath the train car. I don't know if he's been run over, or if he fell after the train stopped, or what the deal is, but they're taking the springs off that connect the two cars. Meanwhile, we're waiting for another A to show up on the local track. They're not letting us get too close, but... Oh, here's a personal trainer. Maybe he knows what to do. Wow, crazy. Yeah, I'd take pictures, but I don't think they'd appreciate it, and I don't know how polite that'd be. People are craning their necks to look down and see if they can see the guy down there. Are understandably asking us to move on. That's what happened. Dude has had a seizure, blah, and fell between the cars when they weren't moving, thankfully. So he's okay, he's just having a mini seizure, I guess. See, they can't get down there because there's power. Third rail. So there's nothing. Okay, so now they're moving us to the other side of the elevator, which is like 20 feet away from where the accident happened. And I can't get on the B, so...
Oh, well.
God loves you. God...
Close
down, let's go.
Yay. Get on the train or exit the station. Closing.
Okay, we need to move the train, so please get on the train. We need to move this train, ladies and gentlemen. Please get on the train.
And I am out of time.